each of you online, and you can do it either online or you can do it. I have forms. So will you hand one of these? Let's see.
Are you passing them?
I am. I'm trying to.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The key indicators didn't all come out, did they? In these other files. Because I had all five pages of the key indicators.
I have one page of the midnight train. Frank is doing some more copies for me because the copy machine didn't copy all the pages.
So, one of the things we need to do, I have it set up in a similar form to
what the district is what the insurance is. Because I had to make that last payment. I just have my father pay. The car, it's like, okay, the whole back end is on there.
That's two copies more than I need.
42,000 miles.
Didn't have everything in it.
There's no way I would.
All right.
Take $8,000 and then try to find a car.
We ready to start here?
It is clean.
So on our keep, you'll notice that I have the Board of Education goal. I also had, and it only gave you the first page, so he's making more for us. Is you have the key performance. We have the key performance indicators, and there are five pages of that document, and it didn't get done. So he's going to go do some more for us. We talked about on the agenda that I gave you, some of the things we talked about is that we need to have the items that are in the MBA, and that's why I have a copy of the key performance indicators, and I'll have all four or five pages that are with that, so you can look at it. Because if we choose to have USBA do our evaluation, you know, the online evaluation, we really need to have those things covered, and we've talked about them. Because we talked about it's so important with the superintendent and Jeff that we've talked about what the goals are, that we've talked about what we're going to put there. And so that's one reason I have there. Have down, we talked about the school community council visits, that we would do a presentation and that each of us go to one or two schools and we do the same presentation about the board's role in approval of processes and what's the board's role generally. So people don't call us saying they want us to do something to some personnel, deal with a personnel issue, which is not what we do.
Do not micromanage the day-to-day activities
of any school,
right,
or the district.
That's right.
And then we talked about policy committee work. You'll notice we're already starting on a lot of policy work. We talked about having each of us assigned, and we need to have a report back from Frank, who he's having us work with. There was the original agenda that I handed out. Maybe you didn't get one of those.
I must be missing something.
It has five pages.
I have three papers that you just passed out.
This was previous.
It was already sitting here.
So, and then we talked about.
Here we go.
One of the items we have not talked about before is meeting structure. Something that Stacy and I are dealing with a whole bunch is like today's meeting, where we used to have our workshop meetings, our work meetings, where it was just totally work meetings. We didn't have anything. Then we started adding extra pay for extra services. And then this last year, we have had at least every other month where we've had to add items to the agenda. And so one of the things that Frank and Stacy and I have been talking about is would we be better to just title all of our meetings regular meetings? And that would mean that at each regular meeting we have the pledge, we have, if we're trying to engage the community, we have an opportunity. If we do regular meetings, we have to have public input. Do you notice how often we have public input? If we added, if we just did regular meetings, and then you have the portion where we do action, and then this is a workshop item. If we're doing policies, what practice then has been is that we have a first, second, and third reading. If we're not passing anything in a workshop, in a work session, we technically can't move from a first reading to a second reading. And so as we try to get the work of the board done, it's more and more complicated to not name each meeting a regular meeting.
We seem to have something every time that needs it. And I noticed when I met planning commissions the other night, they had their regular meeting, and then they went into workshop, and pretty much everybody left for workshop. But
and so that is what I would propose, is that we change, if you have your agenda here, you notice that the way we're doing it, the way we did it today, we had a workshop today because we had the full day. Then we have, at 5 o'clock, we have a work session, we have these reports, and then, and it's different than we normally would do because of, we have to have, then our regular meetings, the consent calendar, then we have the policies, and then we have the public hearing. And the public hearing, we will move to 6 o'clock, whatever we're doing. But truly, we put the action items because we do want to move forward on those policies. And if we just say, does everybody feel okay about these, we'll move forward, it's really not doing an official first, second, and third reading on things.
So you want to do, okay, for example, the first reading on the homework policy. We do that at a regular meeting, and then it's considered that we have done it. But if we do it during a workshop, it's not considered.
Well, technically, we have said that in a work session, we're not able to do any formal action. But then we threw in to our work sessions a regular meeting, a little regular meeting to pass the extra pay for extra services and approve those licensed personnel. So then we said, but we can't take any other action. But then we've had things that really need action taken, and so we've really, really muddied the water the last couple of years. And so what I would propose, and I'd like your input on it, is I would like to instead do that we would say we have a regular meeting both that second and fourth week. If it's a regular meeting, we have an opening ceremony, which is say the Pledge of Allegiance. Sure. And I would say that we only do every other one, have a student performance type thing, because that takes so much time. Mm-hmm. We would give our community the opportunity to engage with us by doing
public input. I know it's confusing to the community to know, well, the board's meeting, but I can speak this time, I can't speak this time. They don't understand the difference between the work and the regular session.
Right, and I think we're limiting our public sense.
Here's my concern, is that we don't, if we're going to have a work session, especially once a time, okay, that we don't fill up the regular meeting with a lot of recognitions, all
right,
of that kind of stuff, and we go 2 hours, and then we're going to hold a work session,
right,
because sometimes the work sessions have been quite involved, and we'll go
and very important
3 or 4 hours,
yeah.
And I'm just saying, I'm fine with it, but I think you ought to keep...
Have emphasis of recognition?
One time.
Not on the night you do a work session. If we do, mainly a work session on one thing, keep the agenda before that, just on...
Mm-hmm.
Minimum. Yeah, at a minimum, so we have ample time to spend on the discussion, because sometimes the discussion goes... Quite a while, and I don't see any problem with that.
I don't either.
as long as we don't overload the night we're going to do. If you're planning on doing a regular meeting all the time, and one of those, maybe the first one, we have a work session with that. If that's what you're planning, I don't know if you're saying, do we have a work session
or we divide it up more evenly, because we do have action items and information items. And so what we're talking about, Christy, we're going to go to Connie next, is kind of morphed into having regular sessions all the time, because we've got have work that needs to be passed on, you know, and it's hard to go over a policy and not have a first reading that we vote on. So what I've asked is, could we do call each session a regular meeting, both the second and the fourth, have a very, and one of them, we'd probably continue with the first one, first week of every month, well, second week, that would be quick pledge of allegiance. We say, is there any public comment out there? Then we move to, you know, some action items, and then we go into those workshop type items. And then, but there were times this year, who was it, the basketball team, or who was it? Who just won region championship or state or something, and we invited the team to come immediately, because it was so much nicer to recognize them 4 days later.
We had a couple of situations that we wanted to recognize the musical
and we recognized Drew, remember, we had Drew come and do a recognition at one of these meetings. Now, one of the questions is that we need to concern, then does that mean we start there and then move there, or do we do the whole meeting up there? So, I'd like to go around. Liz, we'll come back to you in a minute. But, so, Connie, what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with one. I don't think it matters. The only thing I like is that, for example, when we do a first reading on the homework policy, is that there's going to be discussion. This seems to facilitate discussion a lot more, okay, as opposed to lined up where we're trying to figure out who's speaking. At least I have. It doesn't matter to me, as long as we have ample time, like Lynn said, to for all these things here that are, well, the student travel and the homework especially, I think both of those are going to require some discussion. I would like to have at every meeting, I mean, like I tell people, I think I'm getting going in a circle here, but I try to tell people that you should come to the work sessions, because if you want to hear the discussions about policies and the readings and things, is that that's where you're going to hear a lot more discussion going on that leads up to whatever discussion happens up there. That doesn't change, right?
And perhaps what we could do is that we have, you know, what the city council does is they have action items at every meeting, and they have workshop items at every meeting. So or work session. And so these are our action items. We're going to discuss this. Now we're going to move on to a work session on such and such. And
will it make it better, or will it complicate it?
I think it would simplify us trying to put together an agenda and decide, ooh, can we really talk about that? And can we have a first reading and say, let's move it on to a second reading if we don't have a vote? Technically, we'd be killed by the, you know, Common Core people. They had to have an official vote, and they kept coming back and saying, you passed it on the first reading. No. We had a first reading. We voted to move it on to a second reading. And we haven't been able to have a vote on a first reading unless we took 3 months or at least 2 months to do action. And so I always felt like, ooh, we're really not doing this right if we're talking about it and saying everybody feels okay, so we'll call this the first reading instead of having a vote that this is first reading.
But we're not going to be able to go each week from there to here if we're going to have the
probably
full
not
of people, right? So it's going to all take place over there.
Very likely, unless we can figure out a way. One thing I do like about that is we do have mics.
Right.
And so we're able to mic things, and so also people don't see when we're texting and doing some of our things going on as much because we're up there and we're behind.
Who is texting?
I think we all have texted during board meetings.
Me too.
And you know, and we're going to talk about that when we go to Norm's in just a minute, but
my family's always first, regardless of what meeting I'm in.
So, okay, let's go to Lisa. Your thoughts on that?
I agree that the line does get blurred sometimes between our workshops and action items. And like you say, I've noticed how like the Planning Commission and the City Council does it. They're all just... I think there's a lot of confusion to the public when we have workshop one way than the regular.
And you can't give input on this one.
They can't give input, and, you know, because I noticed, you know, City Council stuff, they do have all that. They have their action section, and then they have workshop items that are just workshop items. And to me, it just seems to be a little bit better flow. But like Lynn says, if we are really going to discuss a workshop item, it's really hard to have 20 recognitions before that take up the whole first hour and a half. You're tired, you're done, and then we get to something we really need to discuss, and we are tired and just done by the time we get there. So we have to be careful, I think, not to fill the front of every meeting with so much stuff. I think we could still keep it so that one has more emphasis on workshop items.
Correct, yeah.
You know, kind of like we are now, but still have a regular meeting both times.
Stacy has an input, and then we're going to go to Frank, and then Jeff, and then we'll go to Christy.
I think it would be easier if you just call them both regular meetings. You sit up there. To me, this is nice for you guys, but I don't think it's nice for the people that
I agree. Right.
Yeah, I could sit on the other side and then my back won't speak to them, but I feel like you're kind of isolating yourselves into your own little conversation and kind of cutting the public off when we do this. And in that one book, I can't remember the name of the book, something on board meetings. And it tells you how you should set up, and you should either be in a V or a U or a something so that you can face the audience.
And sometimes you have behind us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just feel like we're kind of building ourselves off. But when we go from workshop, closed session, regular, I mean, all down the agenda, it's confusing. And it's hard to put that into... Like on the agenda, I've got certain templates, and I can go in and create a new template, but it seems like every time I create one, then we come up with a new format. So it would just be easier if we just had a regular meeting, and if you want to put down farther on there, workshop items, or if you just want to call it discussion items.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are things we can just discuss and just keep them in our regular order.
And we can load one meeting more heavy work with the discussion items. Mm-hmm. And load one more heavy action.
A second one, or like we do, but just kind of following the same thing.
We can have public comment at each one. Okay, I like that.
Jeff, your input.
Well, I'll throw this out. I don't know if it's going to be helpful to this discussion, but you know, where I came from, we only had one board meeting a month. As I talked to others, I'm kind of surprised that we have two. Most of them just have one. And they do the work meeting kind of during the day, and then they go into the board meeting at night. Kind of like the format that we're doing today.
And that's the smaller districts do that. The big ones do it twice a month.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think I was talking to Weaver, and I think it was, does Cash have two?
They do.
It may not facilitate that, but I thought, you know, if we did something like this format like we're doing today, where we started, did a work session through, and then had the board meeting in the evening like we typically do, we may be able to do that. But,
you eliminate people who work, you know, to be on the board.
And for people who travel long distances, like some of those school districts, it's very necessary to have an all-day meeting so that you don't have to have people drive 150 miles in what direction to get board meeting. And we're very different that way. Anything else you'd like to give input on?
No, I think, you know, like Stacy said, it's probably better if we're not.
And we would have one time that we have, you know, that you do those monthly reports, but you could still update us on. So what we need to do is put together, do we always do board comments or not? So we'll play with some different formats, and then we'll show them to you. But I, as I looked at how do we engage our public more, we confuse them. You know, we went to all of the regular meetings. All of our meetings start at 5, and that helped. But we confuse them on, you know, Jenny told me, and I posted, you may be upset, but this one you can't give input on. And by the time we're at the next one, they're settled down. And we made our decision on going to AB block at a meeting where no one could give input.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I remember walking, before I was on the board, walking in once to what I thought was a regular board meeting into this and thinking, am I in the wrong place? Did I get the day wrong? Because it didn't look like a board meeting to me because it was just everyone's around the table and I thought, am I supposed to be here or not?
Okay, Frank.
I like what Stacy said. I think if we took the agenda and we were to just do something as simple as recognitions, business items, discussion items, and every meeting was a regular meeting, but we knew that, and again, we, as Lynn pointed out, I think that's very important. We got to watch the balance of the agenda and recognize if this is an important discussion item, we need to make sure there's time allowed for it to actually discuss it in a meaningful way. But I think that in terms of the consistency and the ease of putting together an agenda and the flow of the agenda, I really think that could work well.
Well, and if we have recognitions every time, it wouldn't take so long to do recognitions either.
Well, and what Frank's going to propose about teacher recognition, employee recognition, later today, by changing those recognitions to the way he's proposed, by changing those recognitions to what he's proposed, that would also make it different, so we're not doing it as often. So we'll discuss that later today. So, yes, Clint.
One thing where you talked about a discussion or work session, I think, you know, if you waited to have the work session to lack the action, then if you do have a policy here and we discuss it, you've got to have a discussion time before it, or you're going to go, we have a regular meeting, then we have this discussion work session, then you're going to go back into an open meeting to make a decision on that.
Well, the thing is, there are the action items, and but there are the presentation. Then we've got a thing in there that it's the presentation. So Teresa's going to come, she's going to present, and we just listen to it. We ask questions. You know, it takes no action.
If we're talking about the policy.
Right, and so policy would always put under action items so we could make.
But then you'd have to discuss it during that time.
And it doesn't, just because it's an action item doesn't mean there's not discussion on it.
Okay, well, I just.
Just as our public hearing.
Because we used to, when I was first on the board for the first 12 years or so, we just had regular 2 meetings, and then we decided we're going to have a work session. We used to always have, and it was discussed. And
I've never known anything different.
Yeah.
So obviously, board meeting is not a piece of cement. We can move it around, change it. Let's see what works, and if it doesn't work, then revisit.
And as I looked at, they've all received those or not now? Do they all have the?
Yes, everyone has them.
Okay, so if you look at our key performance indicators, this is the test, the evaluation that USBA now has online. And I looked at if we're supposed to be doing these things and we're grading ourselves and the board on those. And one thing I like, so it's on continuous improvement, these are the MBA things, advocacy. Then you go to accountability and foundation of effective governance. I do like, on the second page notes, it says community engagement, collaborative relationship. It puts those two together, because I don't know about you, but when I try to go through my MBA, it's really confusing. What is a collaborative relationship and what is a community engagement? So as I try to think about, you'll notice on this form that I did that has the Board of Education goals, and I put the board may or may not want to use key indicators as listed here for goal setting. We may want to do a little bit like Frank did at the end where he said, okay, these are things you're always going to grade me on.
Yeah.
So we could just say, this is part of our board evaluation and our goals, and then we have some that are separate from that. what's your input, what do you want to do, but we need to have, just if we're a PLC, we need to model that we sit together, plus we're also evaluated on an honor MBA. Are we doing all of these things, and are we a quality board?
Yes.
Good. So, what are your, how do you want to proceed with our goals for the year?
Yes, I like the way that you mentioned how Frank did. These are the expectations and things that we're graded on, that we absolutely have these, as opposed to trying to come up with 15 or 12 or what other kinds of things, if this is what we're graded on. And then if there are a couple of others, a few things that people think we need to do that are not related to this.
Because every good board does these things.
Right.
Okay, how do you feel, Lisa?
I would agree that we have that, but maybe we can set just a few specific goals, because sometimes you can set too many goals and then you get lost and you don't do them.
And to do one in every one of these.
To do one to every one, I think, is a little overkill. So maybe if we just pick a few specific areas that we wanted to set specific goals in, knowing that we still need to fulfill board responsibilities, but set, you know, a few very specific goals to work on.
Okay. Jeff.
Well, I don't think we need much more than this. I mean, if there are some specific goals that kind of like we've done,
what
the evaluation is, I think we can do that. But if we've already got what they've tried to make kind of all inclusive, I think, as far as our performance.
Because I was trying to figure out how do we, you notice I put them in here? I couldn't figure out how we met some of those specific things we've talked about that we want to work on. And still do all of these things, kind of like Frank was saying. Christy, your thoughts? I can tell you're thinking, do you want to pass it and have somebody else? No, I guess, I don't know. I feel like these are what you should be doing.
I don't really view these as goals. And so I think these are things that we all should be consistently working on. And I think that you can look at those. But to me, a goal is like the things that we talked about earlier. That feels more goalish to me. So if the board's going to set goals, it feels like we're doing it in reverse. It feels like we should have set our goals first, and then Frank should set his goals based on what our goals are. But really, we've got Frank's goals, and now we've got, we're going in hindsight of what Frank's doing. So my feelings are, is our goals really do kind of become what his goals have set.
Okay?
Thank
you. I look at it different. I look at this, at these as we've been working on the day, well, how do we improve as a board? I look at that as specifically, when I look at these here, I look, all right, what are you doing, Lynn, to have continuous improvement is your role as a board member?
Right.
That's how I've looked at these things. What am I doing to advocate for the school? That's how I've looked at these different. Rather than it's for the whole district, I'm looking at that more as what am I doing to improve myself as a board member? That's how I look at these.
Our goals aren't goals for the district. They're
no.
Our goals as us as a board.
Correct. That's how I look at them. So I don't see them because he is... Frank's goals has to follow ours. I think we're supporting them as a school district, but these are kind of different just for us as a board, for me individually.
How can we be a more effective board?
Yeah, how can I be better at being a board member?
How can our three wonderful people help us? And if we're wanting to engage the community, how do we go to school community council? How do we run a better board meeting? How do we communicate with the public instead of we speak totally through Frank? You know?
See, when I see this continuous improvement, I think when we always go to down here to USBA, then we go back to the national community. And I've always liked to put on there books that I've read about, you know, just different things to do with school boards and stuff or something like that. And that's how I personally looked at this since the MBA came out. I don't know.
Because there is one, Linda, that says that the board communicates through the public health policy the decisions are consistent with the strategic plan and the district's goals.
Mm-hmm. Which is
so
the flagship plan.
That, right. And so,
Stacy,
mm-hmm.
as you text, you know, do you mean work in the family or work?
Take that home and do it.
Your input.
Goals. And to me, that's what you should be doing.
Do it.
Those on the key indicators?
Yeah. But I don't know if I would say that's your goal, because that's just kind of what you're supposed to
see,
do.
See, my goal is like, we're going to write 15 policies this
year.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to, you're going to go to the
community
council. We're going to do 15 PTA. We're going to do, you know, that feels
right.
More goalish
goals,
to me,
yeah.
Versus...
This isn't really our goal. This isn't goals. It's just an evaluation.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is just feels like it's that.
But some of those things
good.
Could be part of a goal of one of these things.
You
oh,
can
sure.
Line them out.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But
we just don't have to have one on everything on here.
No, but what I'm saying is if we decided we wanted to write 20 policies this year, we have to have help with from Frank. So our goal now just became his goal.
Okay. Frank.
So we kind of intertwine. That's what I'm saying is that our goals
mm-hmm.
really, they shouldn't be separate and we shouldn't be working on different
Well, it's just
goals.
Like saying the elementary, middle, and high school shouldn't coordinate anything. And
yeah, we're a team.
I look at this and I think the key performance indicators will be something very helpful for us to use, because I think that then helps us identify some areas where we might see potential for growth, and then we write specific goals based on that. So if for example, the writing the policy is one, I had it a minute ago and I lost it. So, but the community council, there was one under
community engagement. Yeah, it's under the
okay.
In advocacy, the board communicates with the community using forums, groups, and media and other vehicles to advocate for their schools and district, using procedures agreed upon by the board and superintendent. So that's an area that we want to grow in this year. So our goal is going to be we all want to attend X number of school community council meetings. So I think I look at this and I think this is the springboard to identifying our specific goals. If we talk about the teachers and the administrators as part of their evaluation, they have their standards, the teaching
right.
standards, and then they have their specific goals and actions tied to those.
Right.
I look at this as these are our standards as a board,
right.
and then we're going to have specific actions or specific goals that we work on related to these.
If you look at these and you take from...
That also ties into the...
You look at the indicators or the expectations,
mm-hmm.
and then you say, what is your present level of performance? And based upon where you see yourself at, then you write your goals.
Mm-hmm.
So they all stem from here. And like you say, okay, wherever it is about, being in collaboration, working with the community, is that that's an expectation and a performance indicator, but we want to write a separate goal for it now that we all attend one.
Yeah,
it's a very specific measurable goal.
I thought you could do this. Okay, then we are going to go around, and I'm going to have each one of you give me a goal you'd like our board to do this year, okay? And then we're going to fine-tune it. We should not have more than 3 to 5 goals. Okay, so we're going to go around in the circle, but we're going to start with Lynn. What's a goal you'd like us to have?
Brother, I don't know right off the top. Yeah.
Okay, then you can pass. Do you want to pass, or do you want to give one?
Well, I do think there needs to be something with the community councils.
Okay.
I feel like we need to get an understanding what we're going to do, because it's been in total disarray for long time. How involved should we be? Something in there.
Okay, how is this? Does this encompass what we've talked about? The school community council understanding, rules, and visits. Okay, anything else you want to add to that? Okay, Christy.
How are you stating that?
This is basically how he stated it.
Okay.
That he wanted something on school community council and understanding of our rules, when we visit, that type of thing.
Okay.
Now, what my proposal is, we come up with these ideas. We're probably going to do our little ticks on what we like and what we don't, what we think we value the most. And then we will adopt official goals at our next meeting, okay? Okay, Christy, what's one you have?
I think that we need to update those policies that are 50 years old.
I can't hear you.
We have very ancient policies.
On which ones?
Especially, you know what I would say?
Anything that's over 20 years needs to be...
Anything that's over 10, probably.
But I think that if we start with the 20 mark, it might be better.
You know what? If the easiest way to do that is that they're all in the new form. So we don't have two places you go on the website.
Yeah.
I have to go here and then I have to go here. That they're all in the same form. Stacey was working on one the other day and she just said, this is easy. All we have to do is put it in the new language. And so if we could get that entire book, you know, the old one,
easy,
transferred
easy,
in.
Easy.
Well, but, you know, the thing is we've been working on it, and what we find is what looks like we have 20 of them, it's really not 20 of them, because it's field trip policy, it's also student travel, it's also, you know, admissions, which is also immunizations, which is also, and so there are fewer than we think there are. But if we could have the goal to get everything into the new form, and some of those, you know, if everything's in the new form, some of those we need to have, you know, committee meetings on, that kind of thing. But there are others that it's state law. All you have to do is rewrite it into the current state law, which is a pain because it takes time. We had, what, about 30 texts back and forth, emails, trying to get the three we have right now. Okay. Does that say what you want, Christy? Connie?
I would like something that, I mean, might even take out visit off of Lynn's, something where the board has more visibility in schools. And that's either, I don't know if it would be that we go to community council meetings, that we go to faculty meetings.
A lot of the time we just kind of
and
announce
schools,
what's happening, but we don't really talk. Maybe we need to do a better job at maybe dividing up things so that we make sure we're covered at events, that there's visibility of the board member there. Because I think a lot of times, you know, Ann just goes down the calendar and says, there's this and this and this and that, a board member ought to go, but then nobody ends up going because, you know, if we specifically split things up so that we made sure a board member was at key events.
And that we go up and we say, and perhaps something could come from Frank where he says, if you see a board member there, please announce Ann Geary's representing the board here. Because sometimes I go and I'll say, I'm here, Jed, and only he knows I'm there. Where there are others, when I go to Ellis, Sue always says, Ann, come up front, everybody, we have so-and-so here with us. And perhaps there could be a protocol, depending on the event. Some events,
right.
We don't want it to detract from the kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, perhaps that would be a way so people actually know who the board members are, they know we're in attendance, and that we support a program. So that's one we need to work more on, because sometimes it's appropriate, sometimes it's not. Connie.
That's it, right.
Okay.
But the only thing I wanted to ask if we could put something under his, is that we had mentioned that we all need to be on the same page, the same message, saying the same thing about whatever those rules and things are.
Well, and we're going to put here, I think we all agree, that we're going to do a presentation.
Same page.
And
all
it's,
same.
And it's going to be a presentation we approve, we work on. And then we have it in a good form that we have on our computer. Each of our principals should have a way to click up to it. And we go and we say, this is what the board does. Click. Click. And we give the same thing. We have assignments, who's going where, when. And we do it. September's kind of a hard month.
Yeah.
But that we either, you know, perhaps in October, we visit. Every school has a presentation by the board. Do people feel good about that? And then we need to decide, is that justice?
You have to be comfortable with the presentation because
right.
they're going to ask questions.
Right.
And you can't answer. You have to be able to.
That's why it's
going to
take some time.
Clearly answer.
It might not
question.
Be October.
So the other thing is.
For everybody to hear that all board members say, we do not micromanage on a daily basis, or we are the only ones who can do policy. We are, that they hear all those same statements out of, you know.
Now, Frank, is there somewhere besides school community councils that that's appropriate?
For the board to have.
Uh-huh, to do a presentation.
Conversation? I think there are things we could come to council PTA meetings, and I think that'd be an appropriate place to do it, where you have all the PTA presidents from each school.
Faculty meeting.
A faculty meeting be interesting.
Because then everyone hears it.
Yeah, I think it would be depend on the content of the presentation and what we put
right.
in there. And always that time is precious for principals.
Yeah.
I don't want to take more of it than is needful.
Everybody's tired. Who wants to hear from us at the end of the day? That's one thing.
Well, I know you guys can make it entertaining. So.
We're going to sing a dance.
Sing a dance.
Shuffle choreograph.
Yeah, we're
going
to make
sure that message is not one
yeah.
of don't talk to the board.
Yeah.
Here's the things you cannot do that we are so unapproachable, is you can't talk to us here or here or here. I mean, we want them really to be able to say, oh, look, that's, you know, we really
yeah.
can engage the board. We can see them. We can talk to them because... We don't, I mean, that's one of the perceptions that we have, is that we're not approachable. And
are we going to get uniforms?
And, you know, and well, but one of them
I'm not, I'm sorry, I think
oh,
that
yeah.
came out of their being facetious. I'm actually.
Oh, yeah, don't
you know,
talk
like,
to the, you can't talk
really?
To the board members.
Well, and part of that is because
oh,
we've said that's not a board role, that's not a board role, is what we say so often.
Maybe.
But I can tell you one time I got challenged. I got challenged by a superintendent for visiting with teachers. I had a group of them wanted to visit with me, and I said, sure, I'll visit with him. So I was chastised.
And so there
was listening to how they felt.
Didn't stop
you know,
it.
It wasn't. I didn't promise
not
anything. I didn't
not
say I'd do this, I'd do that.
It's okay.
Merely a time of just listening to concerns and
just remember
I shared
you'll
with
be
the superintendent. I pretty much got
morning.
Told, don't you ever go do that again.
And I had Britton tell me kind of the same thing. If groups of people are meeting,
groups
are different than
teachers.
You know, and groups of people meeting versus, and that's some of the fine line that we walk is, hey, I was elected by my neighborhood to represent them, but hey, you call me about how you don't like your principal or you don't like your first grade teacher, I have to shut down.
What I'm wondering, the way we're doing the policy review for teachers this year is a little bit different. We put together a PowerPoint, and it has narrations. We've narrated the whole thing. And it's going to be done as a video. It takes about 33 minutes. And what I've told the directors is this presentation only focuses on what do you need to do to make sure you don't get fired. So don't get yourself in trouble because we've hired you. We want you to stay hired. So don't do these things. And the second part is just kind of this is who we are as a district and trying to set that tone. There are a lot of other things that teachers have to be trained on. That they need to understand. So what I told the directors is for next year, what I'd like to have is small or shorter training videos of the same character, 9 minutes long, etc. That as we're doing policy reviews with teachers, the one video that talks about, you know, how to not get fired, that is something that is watched the whole faculty with the principal, so the principal can answer questions, et cetera. And these others, we say, as part of your annual orientation as an employee in the district, here are some videos you need to watch. You need to have them watched by this date. And what if we did a short...
What's the role of the school board?
This is what the school board does. Mm-hmm. And seriously, it could be very short, but it's simple, informative. Here's what we like to do. Here's how you'll see us throughout the year. And just a simple presentation that people, it can be on our, then we can also put it on our website. Any patron can click on it and watch it. You know, here's what the work of the Logan City School District Board of Education.
And maybe that's what we're coming up with right now.
Maybe
that's what we're coming up with right now is
let's make a movie.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. Perhaps we have a movie or something embedded in this, but if we could come up with, this is what the board does, this is how we're involved with school community councils. We approve this, we don't approve this. We work on policy. We hire and fire the superintendent and business administrator.
But not the teachers.
You come to me with the teachers.
The
board is also the judge and the jury. And because we're both judge and jury, if we were just judge or we were just jury, but we are the judge and jury at a certain point. And if people understood that, you know, I love my friends to tell me what's going on at their school, but if they start telling me things that are, ooh, somebody could need to be remediated on this, I have to say, whoa. And so if we could do something about that. So let's ponder on how we get this together.
Can we have Ann do that for the video?
And then we do one with me balancing on the ball. So let's work more on that. I think we all agree that needs to happen. Okay. We talked to, okay, Jeff, what would you like?
I don't want to write 20 policies this year.
You don't want to what?
I said, I don't want to write 20.
Okay, how about Jeff, how about records management and...
Yeah, if we split them out and if Stacy's...
And you need to do the assets. Well, and I'll always, either me or someone else who learns to do it.
No, I agree.
We need a gatekeeper. Yeah. So is there anything else you think needs to be up here?
Say no.
No.
Okay. Jace, is there anything else you'd like us to do, work on?
Why, you already have enough.
Okay, Lisa.
I think most of that encompasses what I was thinking. I was thinking we need something to educate people, the public, on what the role of the board is, and I think that's covered. And then the big thing I was thinking about was board visibility. And being in advance, maybe that we need to divide those out a little bit better instead of just making it, okay, here are events you could go to. But if we all took some responsibility for things, even if you assign categories, so that just when something came up like under orchestra, you knew that everybody was welcome to go to it, but you had a board member you knew that went to all the orchestra. So
and there's some things that are so easy to go to, like the high school musical.
Yeah.
And there are other things that are so hard to go to. And so if, especially those harder to go to things, you know, Logan High does almost a professional production. So it's really easy. And my husband goes with me and doesn't complain, you know. But other things he doesn't really want to. So I think that's a really great idea to do that.
Some things just get shafted and we don't go to them. And then the perception is, that we don't go.
And we're clueless about what happens.
These are year-long goals and measurable goals, but they're also very meaningful.
They are.
I mean, I just think those goals in those three areas would be really good. We don't need anything.
Okay, I actually have one that I need to add, but I'll see if Frank does.
You can't add anymore. We got three.
Better choose wisely, or we're
going to
add more to your list.
Yes. We both have our pins ready to
keep in mind.
No, I think just building on what Lisa said, the activities we've added, Stacy's added to all of our administrative agendas with the principals. One of the last agenda items is what are any activities that are coming up at your school in the next 2 weeks. So we can get that twice a month and send that out.
And likewise, we need to know what's going on. Because I always feel like at the elementary, I don't always know what's going on.
So as soon as we get that, we'll distribute it to you all.
And if we can know, and we want to know when school community councils are, if you're going to, and some of those things would be great. Okay.
But I'm good with those.
Okay.
We work with them.
Is that on that list that they should have?
Or all of them, you put on their agenda items.
Is it on that list?
Okay, that is one that won't involve all of us, but I think it's really, really important once we have, and it won't be the, I was going to say, once the first Tuesday in November passes, we won't know, things won't, you know, maybe it'll be really simple to know who's been elected, but as soon as those individuals are elected, and who knows, I may still have the write-in person going to come against me at Ellis too, but that we make sure we get new board members up to speed, that we have them.
But you just keep saying board member.
Well, you know what?
No.
Anyone in re-election.
Just say board member.
That, you know, that we make sure that we do trainings and other things, because I know Marshall did quite a bit with you, Connie.
Right.
Marshall did quite a bit with you, Lisa, right? We even invited you to budget hearings and a few things. But that was Christy, was really good, but it was a little simpler then because there was only one individual. So, but that could actually be folded into the board visibility stuff in some ways. That one then, so everybody likes it, but this one, right?
Well, you know, a lot of that, when you go to the NSBA
and USDA,
I think that's some of the best information I ever got is going to that class.
I think that kind of falls under one of those. That's just an expectation.
Well, it goes under what's on there. It actually says conduct new board member training.
I just think it's more of an expectation of what should happen rather than
because
make
when
our
they had
the
pages, of course they had to, you know, they're back. It's all new.
And so one of the things I think we need to really encourage any new board member to do, how's that, is go to the USDA training in December, go to the USDA conference, and then that we make sure, and what I found was fascinating, we often think, oh, well, that's only the way Logan Board of Education does it. Then you go to USDA and they say, no, this is the way we do it in the state of Utah. And if you can get them to go to the new board member training at NSBA, suddenly say, oh, nationwide board members aren't supposed to be in the school and running classrooms and doing that kind of thing. I think it's such a broadening experience to realize, oh, nationwide this is a rule. It's not just Logan District doing things their weird way. And yeah, we have our own ways of doing things, but. So, does anyone have a problem with these three, and the presentation would be part of number one? Anybody have a problem with any of these? We'll do some rewording. We'll do some wordsmithing on it. Frank?
The top one is the understanding rules and visits. Is the presentation for that focused specifically on the board's role in relation to community councils and school land trust funds, or is it an overall role of the board in all things?
I wondered if it was a combination of the two.
Right.
Well, the one we already know of the that we have to approve and everything. That's already kind of to me is.
It would be letting them know.
Yeah,
the presentation is almost a separate goal. It's not really part of the community.
Well, and so do we want to add or does that board visibility actually go under this one?
Probably.
Good. Okay.
Because the other one is just community council.
So the school community council, is that one for us to determine we all have an understanding of our role with school community council?
It's financing,
and that we get from, and I would love, Jeff, here's another thing on your plate. I would love for us to have
a... talk to us in the meantime.
I would love to have an update of their budget. Anytime we talk about land trust monies, if we could have an update of what monies are there in their program, because that's one we've been kind of clueless as to what they've spent, what they have committed, that kind of thing. Would we like to have that more frequently?
What if you just had board responsibilities and as subcategories of board responsibilities, the presentation and the visibility? Because presentation and visibility are kind of two separate things, but yet they kind of fall under the same.
Well, I was going to put board visibility, for example.
Yeah.
School community council, events, faculty meetings, and we're still going to have to discuss that, assignments, and I would say faculty meetings as invited by the superintendent.
But it kind of all falls under board's roles, the board's role, and those are kind of subcategories.
I have a problem with us just going to board role personally.
No, I'm not saying board role, but I don't really think board visibility falls under presentation. I think they're two separate things.
Okay.
I think the initial interactions with community council, I think the value there is just being present, being visible, and having the dialogue with them so they can ask questions. So as plans come before the board, what are some of the things you as a board look for? Well, we look to make sure that there's data informing the need for this goal. And we look to see if there's a clear connection between this goal and addressing student learning. Those are some of the things as a board we look at. We look to make sure, you know, the voting has actually taken place and communication's been there.
And that's not necessarily us going to one of their meetings.
Well, no, I think that could be. I think that would be the great venue to do it, is to be in that meeting, so it's less of a presentation and more of a dialogue. I think as community council members view the board as partners in developing land trust plans and allocating funds to benefit
and
students,
approval of.
As opposed to, okay, well, we've got to do this level and then we have to send it up to the board. If they can, instead of looking at it that way, view the board wants to work with us to support our plans and share input and give guidance, I think that's best accomplished through a conversation. But I think we can accomplish that benefit before we have the presentation finalized. And then I think the presentation is something that we generate together that is accessible on an ongoing basis.
Online or
online,
whatever.
Online, et cetera.
I just think that presentation is almost its own category.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're there when they're starting to present everything, you could, you know, they start moving in a direction that we knew wouldn't be approved, we could say, you know, you really can't do that at some part. And still let them be the ones that are putting everything together, but we're there to answer, like you say.
Or even if we just visit, you know, let's say in October, everyone goes to a community council meeting, and it's simply the expression of the relationship. Say, hey, I'm a board member. We're here if you have questions or you're going through this process. If you and your principal, feel free to contact us.
We appreciate your work.
We appreciate what you do.
We're doing a training coming up.
Right, we have training coming up. We encourage your participation in those trainings, your attendance there, and that helps us. I think just that, and even at just the start of the year, is extending the hand and saying, hey, we want you to be part.
Okay, so the presentation then would go, this is later on in the year. It may even be January, February, which might help new board members. That would go to the school community council. Somebody would take it to the PTA council and go on the web page. Mm-hmm. So do we have four we all agree to?
Oh, that's good.
Connie, can you agree to all of these?
Connie's been really distracted. And yes, I can agree to all of them. I was just passing around the picture of Frank. Because
so
I know that
maybe are we understanding? I guess the thing with community council is I just want to make sure that we're compliant with the law and what's being
well, and there, and there was a training by USDA, but there were only two of us there.
So I just want to make sure that whatever that, we'll have to maybe do a little bit of investigation to make sure that whatever that is, that we're just complying with what's being required. So
I have two of the flash drives with that presentation on.
Oh.
You don't have it, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, and I didn't go to that. Even though I
thank you for accepting my apology.
We did.
Okay, so board compliance and understanding of role, is that right?
And I had an example with that this year because I had one of those plans that we reviewed that I really had some heartburn with. Then when I talked to the principal about it, I'm like, oh, I understand your intent. And I really feel like if somebody from our group had been there and understood what the intent was, it probably would have saved a lot of heartburn.
And sending things back.
Yeah. Oh, because well, I was in a meeting and this is really understand what their intention of it is. And I think the visits kind of fall under that board visibility.
Yeah.
But if we're understanding where the rules and we're in compliance, and if we are maybe at some of their community council meetings to help develop some of those plans, it would go a lot smoother.
Yeah.
When we have to pass the plans, if we've had a board member at the community council meeting, because maybe if they understood that we are welcoming them to invite us to those discussions so that we know beforehand and don't just see it on paper.
Yeah.
What, how much, you know, looking at that idea of a board member being, attending community council meetings frequently enough that they're actively involved in writing the community, the land trust plan.
No.
Yeah.
We don't want someone there.
Not at all.
Okay, well, and that's the thing. I think we need, because what I'm hearing is if we're involved in the discussions, we can give guidance. And I think
that's the problem.
I think we need to be careful about maintaining that separation. We're there to approve, but if we're there, if you all are there in a meeting, you will be perceived as the decision maker, and the group is going to look to defer to you.
We never went all the time.
Yeah.
It's been
when we did, it was a problem.
Periodic,
yeah.
And we were to go there as like almost like a fly on the wall. We did not go there unless we were asked to present. Now I know I've been sent to a couple things to present, especially when we were doing the funding for our high school for the bond.
Yeah,
we all did a presentation and went. We were assigned to do it. The other
we also did our belief statements.
That I've just attended, I was merely there, and then I wasn't put on the agenda or nothing.
Right.
I was just attending and listening. And then if there were questions that they had, then they could ask me of them. But I did not give any kind of input that said this is the way you should do it. It was more of a information.
Well, and I tried to be positive.
Kind of goes into the board visibility and kind of assigning things out, because if all of us decided to go attend the high school's community council at one time,
or that we all go to one
yeah. meeting,
then that's
five of their six meetings they have, then you've got a board member there every time. Or if we all go to one, so maybe we.
We do some assignments.
I did some assignments. I mean, obviously, everybody's going to go to their elementary, but
the
not
problem
everyone
is there are
needs
multiple
to go to high
elementaries.
School, middle school, and all the elementaries. So
I think to go there to do a presentation. What we've done the last several years is then you go if you're asked,
mm-hmm.
and I've never been asked to go.
I was asked to attend the high school.
I went to the one at the high school one time, and the only question is that they were talking about a program, and they said, Shane said, well, we have a board member here. Connie, what do you think? Would the board accept this? And my response was, I couldn't talk for the board, but I know that the board would probably want to have a lot more specific information than what's just been given here. But I can't speak for the board. You would have to put your presentation to them. That was all it was.
Okay, let's look at these. I think we need to have some more discussion on this. I would like to be done in a few minutes. And there's still one more item I want to discuss. So Are you okay if we, as an executive committee, meet, do some refining of these? How many? What was it that Annette had us do? Is it a? Was it a? How many fingers we supported?
Fifth
five. Yeah, fifth or five?
Mm. Five is 100% support. Fifth is complete opposition, and then your fingers in.
Okay, so we don't do real votes, but how many could do? You know, so we're going to go 1, 2, 3, and then you're going to give us either this that you don't support, a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, okay? So everybody gets
which one?
All of them. So that would be that we're going to do, come up with an understanding of that. We're going to update policies. We're going to work on board visibility and a presentation. And we will work on some wording of this that we're going to move forward with the board. We're going to do some wordsmithing that will drive some of you crazy. And
he's already crazy.
Yeah. And so we'll work on this and have a formal adoption probably in September on a document that we all feel like this.
But you're getting
board,
a feel for it right now.
Right.
Okay.
This would be the board's work for the year. Okay, so everybody get your fists ready. And we go one. Everybody ready?
One, two, three, go.
Okay, it looks like we have support of this document.
Blinking light.
So we will come up with, we'll work on that. I have one other item that I, as part of that, you know, board norms, we have them right there, and I gave you a copy of the board norms. I wanted to end by 3 o'clock because I think we need a break before we go over to the high school, and you've got to go right now. Okay. On the board norms, we talked about some things. Is there anything anyone would like to add to the board norms? One suggestion that, yes?
The mission statement.
The mission statement. Is the mission statement part of board norms, though?
I'd like it to be there so that we read it every time.
No,
we talked earlier about the mission.
So read it.
So whenever we read the norms in board meeting, we start out with the mission statement. So that kind of the discussion we had earlier to familiarize everybody with it. Just adding that mission statement at the top, and you read that whenever you read the norms, so that it's.
You mean this?
Right. So it's not one of the norms, but it's something that
it's
we just read before.
It's
right
here.
Norms. Right.
I think that's
right.
Good.
Well, and you notice I haven't read the norms all the time.
We were advised to.
We have been advised to.
When we went to that PLC conference,
they said
was one thing. You should read them at the beginning of every meeting.
Yes, and I'll admit I have.
I'm just saying that's
that.
Just
yes.
What it said.
And that was part of PLCs is that they're supposed to have the board norms. One item that I would suggest is, and I have the wording somewhere. It's something like under communication would be ensure that technology is used to promote the purposes of the meeting. And sometimes that means you went out in the hall and talked to somebody so you could stay at the meeting. Or you had this has happened with your family, I need to leave the meeting. Sometimes that technology makes it so that you can stay as a board member. If the technology is distracting, I'll just reference a former board member who did not have all of the connection at home and looked at different items on the internet during board meetings. That did not promote the purposes of the board meeting. And yet, Christy and I both will use it to go into board book and look up former board meetings. And so we know that. You know, we're not going to check on each other on this, but it's that personal, do I use it to move forward this meeting, or am I a distraction with my texting?
You mean like getting on Facebook and taking Frank's picture around? That was kind of like distracting.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good example, actually.
A very good example.
It was so entertaining, though.
Does anyone have problems with adding that one? Because I think in many ways we try really hard to follow these. And I know I've seen today some self-correction
you know, recognizing, oh, I'm talking more than somebody else, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. When we have it written down, it's easier to say, oops, I'm kind of out there. I need to give everybody a chance to talk. I tried really hard today to make sure we include all of our wonderful people who work, and that was one of my goals today, is that we make sure Stacy's an expert on all of this. Now, in a regular board meeting, I'm probably not going to refer to her, but I need to make sure that I ask Frank and Jeff to give us a recommendation. And sometimes when it's a non-financial thing, I don't ask Jeff for his input, and I need to do that more. So that's one of the goals I'm working on so that our communication is better.
I think appropriate use of technology. I mean, we expect the students to do it as part of their policies for them. So I think, you know.
So just appropriate use of technology?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
because we're, I mean, we're all not families. We're all at some point going to have a text from somebody needing something. I mean, it's just so for us to say we're not going to respond to any text, it's not happening.
Well, an appropriate use is you're not texting somebody in the audience.
But you're not texting somebody back and forth here either.
Which is a violation of state law to text back and forth, unless it's texting Stacy to say, oh.
Yeah.
Like
I told my daughter today, you can text me anything you want
until
5 o'clock, and after
that, who told me that they would text Marshall now and then?
And that used to happen, but we, you know, but we also pass the note that says, you know, we do the same thing. But
we can pass it. Sometimes we have to pass a note.
And sometimes
you have to pass a note that says there's somebody in the audience
but
dying.
But probably better than a text. Because,
sure.
Know. Okay. Anybody have issues or whatever with this?
I think that as long as we understand that those issues come up, because I've been on my phone all day because I had a death in my ward. So it's hard to, I mean, sometimes it's true. You have to be on your phone because there are issues that come up that either you leave and go home or else you have to figure it out. So as long as we're not being judgmental or inappropriate or thinking, oh my gosh, she's on, you know, looking at Twitter, then it's, and so I don't want people to assume the worst.
But you thought I was texting somebody in the audience once, and I was texting to my daughter because having a frantic baby attack.
Right, and yeah. I think that's the thing, though, that I did have after Connie and I talked, and she explained.
Yeah, so I think we should let each other know. Lynn will sometimes say, you know, look, son, I've got my phone, I've got it on vibrate. If it goes off, I've got to go out and talk. You know, so we can say, you know what, baby.
Well, and I think that would be easier if we like Lisa said to me, I've got my son's at the doctor's, I've got an insurance card issue, excuse me while I do that. You know, if the rest of us know a little bit what's going on.
But I really don't want to, like, pass a note down the table that says this is going on. We just have to trust the fact that we're all mature adults.
But if it's getting into multiple texts, what should they not care if we should be walking out and taking care of an issue instead of texting back and forth and not paying attention? If we look like we're up there texting and not paying attention to the meeting, we need to get up and leave and deal with whatever issues are out of the room.
And I'm not sure everybody heard what Lisa just said. Okay, did you hear that, Lisa?
Connie?
What Lisa just said.
If we're up there and texting so much, it looks like we're distracted and not paying attention to the meeting. We need to get up and go out and deal with the issue.
Yeah.
And you know, if it's a one text to respond to some problem that's going on that we need to take care of, and we can take care of it discreetly. But if it becomes a multiple back and forth and you're dealing with an issue, you need to get out.
I think people recognize that. They just, in their mind, just say, oh, so-and-so had a problem.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
And you remember the one, that meeting that we weren't sure we were going to have a quorum, and we ended up having everybody, and I just said, we have some real issues going on with some board members. We just appreciate that they're here. If anything seemed distracted, it's because we have family issues going on. I just appreciate everybody's here. So, all right.
We just need to know when to get up and go take care of it.
Well, we're just trying to decide. Okay, that's when it's off then, if I put it on.
Yes.
I'm getting an update.
Okay. Lynn had something
to
add.
I just had one thing I'd just like to share. And, you know, that's just something I feel. and that's, you know, I'm going to be off the board, so it's not going to affect me. But
but I, over the years that I've been on the board, that I particularly liked was the rotation of president and vice president that we've done. My own feelings is we served for 1 year, and I realize this would have to be a change in policy, but I've watched over the years what a benefit that it was that everyone had the opportunity to be able to serve for a year. And I realize sometimes there might be someone who might not serve as diligent as someone else. But I think it really taught us all to be better board members, as you had that opportunity, be respectful of those that serve as president. And I just found the continuity of the whole thing worked so well that it was never a figure of contention. It was never nothing. You just knew that if I was vice president 1 year, I was going to be president next. It gave us the opportunity. For instance, 1 year, I was so swamped with stuff, I merely said, I'm going to pass, and I went to the end of the line. And, you know, I think it works so well. I'm just saying that I think that's ought to be something that as a board you ought to really consider, because all of us have strengths in different areas, and I know that. I know my strength was not like Ann's and some and Connie's, who looks at every little see that the dot and the T's are crossed and everything. But there are areas that I have strengths that others, and I think all of us have strengths. And I like the yearly change. I think it added a lot. And that's just what I wanted to share with you. I would really consider that. But
that means you have to stay as your president next year.
But, sorry, I'm not going to be reelected. I'll guarantee you. But I'm just saying.
So the thing is, right?
Yeah, you can write it.
It really worked. I liked it personally.
When did that switch happen?
Marshall did it.
And the board did have some issues with that for a whole year that the state didn't catch up because they're two-year terms. And what we just did is, by law, it's a two-year term, and we would just, at the beginning of the year, when it wasn't an election year, the president would just say, I am going to resign as president of the board, and then they'd rotate. And I saw some real advantages to it. I saw a few disadvantages to it. The nice thing was there wasn't contention as to who was supposed to be the board president and any feelings that happened.
I like the strength that it gave everybody an opportunity to see their strengths, and I think it made us a better board. That's just all I want to say.
Okay, we are going to adjourn this meeting.
I like that idea.
Okay, we have one more. Well, we're going to adjourn the meeting. We're going to adjourn this meeting at 3:09, and now we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Christy, and we have a cheesecake over there.
Oh, I love it.
So
you pointed to Jeff as cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Well, he has another name. What was it?
Happy birthday to